Rep and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I see
him in my show. Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and also streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, John the Hood with you, we've got Shay, we've got Charlie, we've got you on a Bears Monday. We'll hear from the great Alex Brown in 1 hour, getting his thoughts on the Bears defense and everything else with this ball club losing to Philadelphia. But first, it's Shot or No Shot. It's brought to you by...
That would be Points Bet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download the updated Points Bet app. Lightning bet, same game parlays like tonight for Monday Night Football. Hope you didn't bet on that awful Bulls team that literally embarrassed themselves last night. They quit. They disrespected you as a fan. But you can bet against them right there on the Points Bet app. And if you want to play the ponies, good morning, my guy.
Secretary.
Oh, that was Billy Donovan.
He's my guy, too, but he's got issues with that club right now. They better have the temerity to make a trade. He wears what number? What number is Zach? Eight? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy with the worst basketball IQ I've seen in a long time. Awful.
That's a, can I just tell you? We got shot or no shot, but that's pretty strong. When you use the Q word, that's really strong.
Really strong. Do you watch him defensive rotations?
I'll watch the game.
Oh, my God. Anyway, we'll get to it. We say good morning to Snorling.
Good morning, boys. How we doing on a Bears Monday? Feeling good?
You know, I feel good about the football we saw. Not necessarily about what I saw at the lakefront, but I felt good about... We saw some great history-making things, good and bad, for the NFL.
We will talk about that at 8:35. Looking forward to getting into what happened around the league.
Wow.
One of the better football weekends I've seen, and I felt like I became even more of a Bears watcher because I felt good watching a team get their ass kicked.
Hmm. That's interesting.
It's interesting. It was, I've never felt so positive after watching a defense get their ass kicked as I did yesterday. I want to start with the kicking fiasco. Three teams yesterday declined to attempt field goals from inside the 35-yard line for one reason or another, including the Bears, who punted from the Eagles' 31. This was also unique in that the broadcast picked up. It was actually Cairo Santos himself who told the coaching staff he couldn't make the attempt after the wind test and after missing an extra point. Shot or no shot? The Bears need a new kicker.
That's a shot. And we saw the replay. Did you see it, Cap? He's getting grass off the field and then seeing the grass wave in the air. Nope, coach, I can't do it. So you had to punt. No field goal from 48. And so they trust Santos and they punt the football. Can I tell you something, Cap? If I'm your punter and you ask, if I'm your kicker and you ask me to do something, I'm going to try to do it. This idea is like, nope, I can't do it. Oh, you can't? Oh, you can't? Why can't you?
So,
because you've been terrible this year. That's why. On extra kicks,
extra points,
you can't get it done.
Okay, so I'm going to disagree with you guys because...
He says no.
In the pregame warm-ups, both kickers said from 45 yards was max because of the wind. We saw it in the Washington game last night. They eschewed a field goal attempt that you would think they would make, that they would try.
Mm-hmm.
Cairo Santos, different discussion. Should they get a new kicker? They should certainly run three or four guys in for tryouts and determine whether he's the right guy going forward. You can't keep missing extra points. That is unconscionable. But on the field goal part of it, because of the cold and the wind, in pregame warmups, they had already told Eberflus, 45 is about max. If it's the end of the half, end of the game, yeah, we could try it. But you're going to give them field possession, field position in a situation like that. And so your special teams coach says, what are you good to? Beyond 45 is a crapshoot with this wind. All right, we're in a football game. We're trying to win. So we're not going to take this shot from 48 or 49 yards. I understood it did not have a problem with it because the Eagles did the same exact thing. The one difference is the Bears were, what, fourth and 22 or whatever they were? And the Eagles were fourth and three. They picked up the first down, but they didn't kick the field goal either. And he said after the game, Sirianni. Yeah, the wind was just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, the idea that he says, no, I can't, that just stinks.
That's my issue with it is, like,
I can't.
If Eberflus goes, you know what, we're not going to try this because the conditions are so bad. If Sirianni says that, the other one was the Washington Commanders. If Chico Rivera says, we're not going to try this because the conditions are rough, I get that. If you go to your kicker to the point, helmet's on, he's been doing the kicking net, he's doing the wind test, and then he goes, nah, I'm good. I have an issue. I need a kicker on my team who, if I go, hey, let's try a field goal, you're saying, yes, I can make it.
Well, he said that he couldn't consistently kick from further out than the 28 because of how cold and windy it was. And apparently, he watched Jake Elliott warm up, and he had the same issues.
Yeah. At the 25 or 30, he also has a hard time, Santos. Doesn't matter how far it is. He's just not accurate.
Shaky bastard.
He is a shaky
what
bastard.
What is he on field goals this year? I haven't even looked. It's extra points. Right. What's he missed? Five extra points?
Yes. And you can ask me because I have the numbers right here.
What are they?
It says shaky bastard. That's what it says on my screen.
No,
what
is he on field goals? Seriously.
I just told you. Shaky bastard. Don't like what I see when he's out there, Cap. And to double down on that, Moose Johnson's like, I never see anything like that. Did you hear that, Shay? I mean, he's from that spot?
Everybody, like, on Twitter, whether it was a football person on Twitter, whether it was someone on the broadcast, everybody was saying, I've never seen a kicker decline an attempt.
And from that spot, that was surprising. I mean, even Moose Johnston, who doesn't criticize much, said that. That was interesting.
He's 18 of 20, Kep.
Yeah, so he's missed two field goals the entire year.
24 of 29 on extra points.
That's the problem. That is the one that's more concerned. I don't have a problem that they did not try the field goal. Now, if you told me it was 8 seconds left in the game and he declined, that's different. But early in the game, they're trying to stay in. I got no problem with the way the conditions were when the Eagles did the same exact thing. 18 of 20 is pretty damn impressive in those conditions at that stadium.
Among the laundry list of things that the Bears need to change, he's one of them.
They'll bring in competition. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
All right, what's next?
All right, Valus Jones fumbled away a possession in the third quarter on a Jets sweep. Matt Eberflus talked about it post-game. He struggled to hide his disgust.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't like when guys lose the football. It's not good. Guys have to do a better job securing the ball. Again, I'll look at the tape. But when you're in traffic, you got to have 5 points of pressure on the ball and put your clasp hand over your other hand. So that's an important piece to it. But like I said, we'll look at it and we'll see where it is.
Shot or no shot, Valus Jones is done with the Chicago Bears.
Is he done?
Wow.
I mean, he'll be in camp next year, but he's going to have to fight.
Right. I don't think he's guaranteed a roster spot like he was this year. But done? Man, you're going to release a third-round pick right away on a roster that has nobody with his speed? Wow. That would be like an awful, awful decision of the drafting by Ryan Poles.
Well, how many strikes does he have so far? Jones is one of them. And again, like I said earlier, I usually will give rookies benefit of the doubt, but not when they're 45. I mean, he has an opportunity to do something here between now and the end of the season. He hasn't shown me much. If he was a special teams ace, I would say he's just not very good at the receiving piece, but he can help you in special teams. He's not even helping you there.
I would think
that's not good.
I mean, maybe they'll. I can't believe they're going to release him. I think he will be in camp and a chance to atone for an awful rookie year.
And by the way, enough of this. I know we still get this in the ether every now and then, this whole Bears weather thing. You know, here's why I can't wait for Arlington Heights. Because you have Simbo Webster with his first catch, and he fumbled it out of bounds.
Right.
His first official catch as an NFL player. You got Valus Jones fumbling the football. Like, apparently our guys are too cold on the lakefront. So, such Bears weather, our guys are too cold to hold on to the football.
Yeah, the Philly newspapers that I was reading this morning, Jalen Hurts said, I couldn't feel my hands. That contributed to the two interceptions. He said it was brutally cold out there.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Inside.
Exactly.
Can I wait? Coat in the car.
I think we got Snorling to come around with us on that.
Yes, after his experience at Soldier Field. But I understand Shay's point, though, because Shay came onto the show saying it should be outdoors because he grew up going into Ford Field.
I got to tell you, watching the Bills game, though.
That mausoleum.
Watching the Bills and Dolphins on Saturday night made me feel things. Football's an outdoor sport, man. It just is. And whether the Bears go under a dome or not, I'll always appreciate teams like Buffalo that keep it outside.
They can do that. They can go right ahead.
Yeah, good luck to them.
I mean, if someone had a little bit more money, that team would be in Toronto.
Yeah. Pull your car indoors.
Well, soon they'll be under a roof, too. So no
seriously.
Worries.
The Hoods pull into Arlington Heights. Ah. He leaves his coat in the car. Hey, let's stop here. I want to get a new jersey. I want to get a Justin jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I'm going to stop right there at the Bet River Sportsbook. Huh. I'm going to make my play.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go get barbecue today. Honey, I want to get deep dish pizza. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the pizza place.
With a smile on my face.
Correct.
Climate control, 72 inside.
You're wearing flip-flops to the game. It's the middle of the winter. Yeah, because it's 72 in here.
Is that a Bears Hawaiian shirt you have on?
Yes, exactly. Outside. Gotta be out of your freaking mind.
People will take advantage of that climate control walking in there with a Hawaiian shirt and flip-flops. Shorts. Like Yurko.
Right.
I feel like walking around here when it's 10 below. Tremendous.
Just great. Build a nice stadium. That's all I ask. Dome it, build it, have it look something like the one in Vegas or something like SoFi, because Ford Field indoors is a garbage can.
Kid, you we ain't getting SoFi. It's the McCaskies.
Oh, that's true.
But Vegas would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Shay.
All right, Justin Fields became just the third quarterback in NFL history to eclipse 1,000 rushing yards in a single season. After the game, he had this to say.
No, sir. Not... I don't plan on rushing for 1,000 yards every year. But, like I said before, it's an honor. And, you know, it's a blessing from God. And, like I said, I couldn't do it without my coaches and teammates.
He said, obviously, he doesn't plan on doing this every year. Shot or no shot, that's the best thing he could have said about rushing for 1,000 yards.
That is a shot. Glad he said that. Ultimately, that's also a shot across the bow to the general manager, Poles. I don't plan on doing this. Hey, man. Hey.
That's it.
Give me some weapons so I have to do all this. I'll do some of it, but I'm not going to carry this whole team on my back with my arm and my legs. Figure it out upstairs.
Correct.
Bayless Jones.
Correct.
Tristan Ebner.
Hey, Justin, what's your plans at the end of the season? I'm going to Hawaii for like a month. I'm going to relax, and then I'll be back here ready to rock and roll. But could you please get me some guys that are big and mean in front of me? Get me three or four really good big-time receivers, and let's go.
That's right.
Let's go to work.
Exactly right. Can you sneak in one more, Shady? Do we have one more?
I can't sneak in one more. How about an NFC North question? The Lions got their sixth win in their last seven to improve to 500 on the season and take legitimate aim at a playoff berth. If they get in, likeliest opponent would be either at Minnesota or at San Francisco. So shot or no shot, if the Lions make the tournament, they can actually win a playoff game.
That's a shot. They absolutely can win a playoff game. Now, do I think they're rolling into Philly and taking out the Eagles and I'm putting my money on it? Not at this point. But if they get in, they're probably, other than Philly, the team you least want to play in the NFC.
That very well could be the case. And you look at the rest of the schedule for the Lions, it's no real challenge. We'll see what happens against the Packers on January 8th, but it's the Panthers, Bears, and then the Packers.
At Panthers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Home with the Bears.
That's a hot,
and where's Green Bay?
By the way, that's a hot Steve Wilks team, by the way, with the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, that's not a gimme.
Okay,
yeah.
So wait. You're at the Panthers, home for the Bears.
Here against the Bears.
At Lambeau.
No, it's not here with the Bears.
Oh, it's in Detroit.
In Detroit. Yeah. And then at Lambeau, you said?
Yeah, at Lambeau.
Okay, so three of their last four are on the road because they played yesterday in New York. I think they're going to win all three of those games. I do. That gets them to 10-7. That should get them in. Should.
Now what are you going to do once you get there?
Right. Who would they get in the first round?
I just said likeliest is either at Minnesota or at San Francisco. I think if they go to Minnesota, they win. If they go to San Francisco, best of luck.
Don't know. Don't know what that looks like. And that's the beauty of the NFL. That's what makes it fun.
I can't wait for that weekend.
That's what makes it fun. Because you don't know.
That what's the date that would be? Like the
15th. It's the 14th and 15th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's I mean, to sit on the couch and watch the Lions and 49ers or whoever. Lions, Vikings. That would be amazing.
What's the right way to build the Bears? Next on Cap and Jay.
Cap Jay Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help!
Brooks only four here. With a spy waiting for Fields. They still get there. And it's Josh Sweat with the first sack of this one. This is a straight drop back on third and short. And Fields gets sacked by Javon Hargrave. Keeping it alive to throw. Here he got belted by Reddick. Loose ball. It's still loose. And the Bears are going to get there. Third down 16 against the four-man rush. It's Reddick again. And he's there again. Another sack for Hassan Reddick. Second of the day, 12th of the season. Third down and five, just a four-man rush. Still able to get there, and Hargrave belts him. Second sack for Javon Hargrave.
Bears lose to the Eagles at the lakefront. Glad that you're with us here on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Philadelphia 25, Bears 20. We're getting your thoughts, 312-332-3776. Interesting, a caller we just had recently was talking about building the Chicago Bears. He equated what's happening with the Bears to like the 83, 84 Bears. And for those millennials that don't remember, Cap and I lived that era in which we saw Ditka come in. Good, gang. Bad news. A lot of you won't be here. We're going to win a Super Bowl. Good.
Yeah, half of you won't be here.
Good. Good, Bob Thomas. Good.
Yeah.
Like, so he was, he
Noah
knew.
Noah Jackson.
Good, Noah. Good, Jackets. Good. Like, he knew that he had a vision. He wanted to see this team win the Super Bowl. Couldn't happen without talent, though, because he looked at the current Bears team in 82? In 82? 82 and said, yeah, this team isn't good enough. Otherwise, why am I here? So the caller equated like the 83, 84 Bears to what's happening now. And Cap, I will just tell you that you can make that parallel, but you got to look at that roster that the Bears have. And look at the Bears roster back then. And they didn't even have the quarterback they really wanted during that time until Jim McMahon came in, until they had a good offensive line, until they had the best defense we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the Bears in that along those lines? The Bears have a long way to go to be the best defense in the National Football League like that Bears team was in the 80s.
Correct. And that caller who said, oh, I think next year we're the 84 Bears, who went into Washington and beat the then Redskins in the wild card playoff and then lost to San Francisco 23-0, I think, was the final in San Francisco.
You just weren't beating Bill Walsh's team.
Not there.
No.
Not then.
Mm-mm.
Remember the scene that Walter was sitting on the bench, like on the top of the bench, with his feet on where you sit?
Yeah.
And just in tears. And the next year, they won the Super Bowl. To that caller, I hope you're right that we can improve to that degree. I just don't think it's coming that quick.
No. And so, Shay, let's make the parallel from what we saw with Cincinnati, right? Getting to the Super Bowl, right? Cincinnati goes to the Super Bowl with a rickety offensive line, but a Joe Burrow that we like, and we believe he's even better this year. But that's just a one-off to me in which, yeah, they got to the Super Bowl, and they happen to be the best team. But that's not necessarily commonplace in the NFL. You got to be able to build for sustained success.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Bengals, maybe they don't go back to the Super Bowl. Who knows? Point is, though, is that
they're
just
pretty damn good.
Yeah, but just the idea that you just are bad one year and all of a sudden you're Super Bowl, I mean, that's a one-off, and I think it's very rare. For the Bears to do that, they are so far behind where the Bengals were at that time because of all the talent that's missing on this Bears team.
Well, I've always said you can go from last place to the playoffs. That happens yearly. Last place to the Super Bowl is incredibly rare and probably a one-off for the Bengals. But it does kind of show when you get the quarterback right and you get the coach right-ish and you get some pieces, you can be good pretty quickly.
I think you could throw Zach Taylor in that conversation of good young coaches in this league in which the team is number one in their division. 10-4 Bengals? I know that they're playing well this year. And so they'll go back to the playoffs again. Yeah, they're 10-4 this year, Cap. And they have a long winning streak. They just beat the Buccaneers 34-23 yesterday.
They beat them a bit worse than that.
It was about yesterday.
Yeah.
They
drilled
Bengals won 34-23.
Oh, I thought you said 24-23.
They were down 17.
17-3.
It didn't really feel like
Tampa Bay really have much of a chance, even when they were up 17-3.
You just knew that Burrow would have a
You knew Burrow was going to figure it out.
Yeah.
But if you look at some of the teams, like if they make a coaching change in Cleveland, and I'm not ever going to root for the Browns because I am not a Deshaun guy for all that went on.
Why?
Go ahead. Bad guy. The Cleveland Browns have a lot of talent.
Yes.
A lot. I got to think Stefanski's in trouble there. Does Sean Payton go there? He's going to go somewhere. He's going to go somewhere that has a good young quarterback because he's not going somewhere to rebuild. He's in his 60s. No shot.
I'm disconnected on the Stefanski's in trouble thing with Cleveland. I mean, the nonsense has been going on there. I mean, what did you expect?
Also, do they really have a lot of talent? The defense is horrific. The offensive line is aging. The wide receivers, like Amari Cooper hasn't been awesome. Mm-hmm. Deshaun looks like garbage. I mean, I don't know that this is some highly talented team. I think on paper preseason, we thought they would be, and they've shown us they're really not.
So when we talk about how to build the Bears, there are a couple of things that we just hit on, and that's the quarterback. And I think the Bears have that in place. Now, what's the rest that they need to do? Like, if you are Poles, what are you doing first? To me, I'm looking at the offensive line because I care about the protection for Justin. Now, in this top part of the draft, we're probably looking at a couple of defensive players that can make a difference.
Right.
That'll be the best on the board.
If you're sitting there at number two, mm-hmm. that's where they're at right now.
Yes.
If you lose out, you're going to stay at number two.
Yes.
Are you taking Jalen Carter? Are you taking Will Anderson? Are you trading back? What are you going to do? That is the biggest question. What Ryan Poles, do I take the edge rusher? Do I take the three technique, which this defense sorely needs? And that kid looks like a generational talent.
Mm-hmm.
He's a monster, Jalen Carter. Or would I rather pick 9 and 14 and get an extra second to let someone zoom up? You're still going to get good players.
That's all I care about. If you can get good players, but make sure they're in a system in which they can flourish, Cap. I mean, you should be able to get what you want in this draft. That's why I know it was splitting hairs on should the Bears get two and lose out? Should they be 3 or 4? This draft, the top of the draft, the Bears should be able to get what they want. Again, it's a philosophy issue. Is it the best available, or is it you're drafting for need? Either way, you should get with what you want if you're the Bears.
Yeah, I'm taking the best single player on the board. If my scouts go, hey, Will Anderson's the best player on the board at number two, and it's not close, then fine. I'm taking him.
You got two lines to build. you got to figure out, you have to reimagine your offensive line, and the hope is that there are two of those guys that are already on this roster. And Braxton Jones, white hair part of your future?
Maybe not after yesterday.
You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, like, a bad offensive line, we've seen it, is just so prohibitive to your offense's ability to function.
Right.
Like, it just looks so hard at times.
There's a way to combat it, but you have to have Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. I don't know that that's going to happen for this team. So offensive line should be priority.
You've got to get somebody that can block. Like, I look at that offensive line and think, they don't have a right tackle. Riley Reiff won't be here next year.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Leatherwood doesn't look like he can play. There's a reason the Vegas Raiders went, we drafted you in 21. You're out. See you later.
Too bad.
I mean, that kid was a beast at Alabama, but he also had four other five stars around him, a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, a first round running back, and a bunch of receivers. Yeah, he could be, they could help him. So, do you move Braxton Jones to right, go get the best available left tackle you can plug and play there? You're going to probably get a new center.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to probably need to get at least one guard. I don't know the status of Tevin Jenkins' neck injury. That doesn't sound good.
It does not.
I like Cole Kmet. I think he's had a very, very encouraging year. I got to have at least three new wide receivers in the room.
Yep.
I don't think Equanimeous St. Brown's here next year. I don't think Pringle's here next year. I don't think N'Keal Harry's here next year.
Dante Pettis will not be here.
Probably not. So you're going to have a bunch of new receivers.
Wesco.
Right.
It's the whole thing. And this is why we are screaming from the mountaintop, stop saying that the Bears are going to make the Super Bowl next year or be a playoff team next year. You can't do it without difference-making talent. Look how many holes we just identified for you. We talk about the whole defensive line, Charlie. Like, someone's got to get to the quarterback.
And there's been so many examples of teams with a lot of cap space, and they go and spend all of it, and it works for a year, and then they're right back where they started. Case in point is Jacksonville.
I mean, there it is.
They got Blake Bortles. Like, I would hope that with Justin Fields, things work a little better if you spend the money here.
Well,
you hope.
They were a quarterback away from really making a difference. Because when you saw Blake Bortles with the lights shining brightly, it's like, yeah, they can't do it because that guy can't move the football.
Correct.
They had everything else, though.
And they what? Went with 12-4?
Yeah.
But it was a pop-up, like Sylvie calls it. A pop-up.
Don't forget, we got Alex Brown. The great Alex Brown will join us at 9 o'clock. And coming up next, Cap, there was so much on the bone for the National Football League. So much meat on the bone. A lot. Saturday games, Sunday games. Pretty fun, huh?
It was awesome. Brett and I were locked in on the couch. And able to watch. I was in the middle of the whole Dansby Swanson thing. So I'm doing podcasts and I'm working and we're watching football. And then we stayed up with that Buffalo game. Oh, man. And the Viking come. Wow.
Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
Cap and Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners. He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
To go around the National Football League right here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, we turn now to a bitter, angry Patriots fan. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Well, I guess we have to start
so
there.
He was so mad. He was so mad.
The dumbest play in the history of the National Football League. A team coached by Bill Belichick in that spot. You don't ever think that a Bill Belichick team would allow that play, Cap, at the end of the game. I mean, just go to overtime. Just put the ball. Could you explain to me what the deal was, Shay, with your club? Explain that play at the end of the game.
I can't. How am I supposed to explain literally the dumbest play I've maybe ever seen? Now, I had Raiders minus one, so it put a smile on my face. I'm glad that this plastic-ass team is going to crash and burn out of the playoffs because they didn't deserve it. And I hope Matt Patricia shoves that pencil where the sun don't shine. This team's a joke, man. And it's like Cap and I have argued all night because the individual play isn't on any coach. They were told to go down. That's true. But there's a lot of individual instances the Patriots have had this year that are so uncharacteristic to what they usually are, I have to blame coaching. So, like a mistimed long snap so the punt gets blocked, that's a coaching issue. In the same game that this garbage happens, it's on the TV right now.
So, Cap, explain that play at the end of the game.
Ramondre Stevenson, he's the guy that really screwed this whole thing up. He said, we were told before the play, pick up your yards and go down and we'll go to overtime. Just get down. He said, I just reacted and thought, I can make a play here. And he lateraled it back to Jacoby Myers, who then backwards passed, I don't know to who, maybe Mac Jones, and Chandler Jones, the ex-Patriot, jumped up, grabbed it, took Mac Jones and shoved him to the ground.
Send him to the gone. Shadow realm.
Get off of me. Get off of me. Boom. Gone Mac to the Jones, house like, as time expired.
That's like an early retirement play. Like, Mac Jones should just stay down. I'm done for the
and
year.
And Mac took the blame, said, that's on me. I've got to get him to the ground there. You're not getting Chandler Jones to the ground. Guy's 290 pounds.
How did he just not just go down, Cap?
Why? Again, Stevenson said, we were told, go to the ground. And he decided, nah, F that. I'm going to try and make a play.
But again, you don't let the coaching staff off the hook. I mean, Albert Breer had it on Twitter. We'll talk to him tomorrow. But he had it on Twitter yesterday. Belichick's the guy who said, if you're not coaching it, you're allowing it. At some point, the guys that have made this play, like whether it was a brain fart or just a be a hero idea, have a feeling there's no level of accountability for what they did wrong there in the locker room. If you're told to go down in years past by Bill Belichick, you go down. You don't ever do this lateral garbage in a tie game.
Oof. Well, it's the worst play I've ever seen, especially from a Bill Belichick coach team. I was shocked at that. Where's the discipline?
So was he.
Maybe Tom Brady was the accountability police there.
how about that?
Well, he certainly is in Tampa Bay, for everybody except himself.
All right, what else happened?
The Vikings had the largest comeback in regular season history, coming back from down 33-0. They won the game 39-36. My question, what happened more? The Vikings came back or the Colts choked?
I think it's a combination of both. You got to tip your cap to Kirk Cousins, man.
The Colts choked.
But he also had to put up 39 second half points. That is not an easy thing to do. So I give it to both.
Part of the said choking on the part of the Colts defense. I mean, so here's what this game told me. You know what this game told me? For those of you that think that you can coach in the National Football League, here's Exhibit A in which you cannot. Jeff Saturday standing there with the headset, helpless, not knowing what to do, as it just continued to leak down the side of his leg.
Do you know
that was horrible on Saturday?
Do you know if you had bet it at 33-0, the first possession of the second half, they had to punt deep in their own end, the Vikings? 61-1. $100 paid $6,100.
How'd you like to be Matt Ryan on the downside of this twice? On the ass side of a loss twice.
I think you're used to it by now.
I think I'm wrapping up my career.
And Jeff Saturday became the first coach in NFL history to lose a game on a day he's named for.
That's really special.
How about that? Nobody has ever had the last name of a day and lost on that day.
On the topic of Jeff Saturday, one of the more brain-dead decisions of the weekend was 4th-and-1 at the Minnesota 36-yard line, up 8, and you go for it. It's indoors. Go up 11. What are you doing?
Yeah.
That's an open tank almost. Like, that's openly, let's see if we can lose this game.
Crazy.
What do the owner of the Colts say? What Urs say? Hey, you want to bet against him? Go right ahead. You want to bet against Jeff Saturday? He's not so good, huh? Not so good. Bourbon didn't go down too good, did it? Did it, Urs say?
My coffee didn't either because you made me laugh with that imitation.
Well, I mean, that's what he did. What did he tell you? You watched the press conference.
I did.
Want to go against him? Go right ahead, man. Get back to the saxophone. He's done, and so are you. Out. Unbelievable.
And they just keep running quarterbacks through there.
Hey, man, if you're a fan, you feel like at least the team's trying with veteran quarterbacks. You don't have a young one in the pipeline. At least you're trying. But again, we go all the way back to the point. How difficult is it to find that guy? Once you get that guy, how difficult is it for a guy to retire out of nowhere? The Bears put Andrew Luck in retirement. They retired him, and then you can't find a replacement. That's how difficult it is in the National Football League. Who'd they
go through? Philip Rivers.
Veteran.
Jacoby Brissett.
Brother Brissett, veteran.
The Eagles Carson coach. Wentz.
Yeah, the Eagles quarterback, yep.
Matt Ryan. Sam Ellinger. Who else? I'm missing somebody.
Nick Foles is there. I don't think he's played this year.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks. Sorry.
We don't use that word. He's a professional athlete. Shay.
Charlie, hold on a moment. We don't use what word? Charlie, can you reset the open of this segment?
That was pre-me making that declaration.
Stop. Nick Foles sucks.
Nick Foles sucks.
He sucks. Yes.
Right. And post that, I do not use that word about a professional athlete. Take that. Shake.
All right. Tom Brady blew it. Speaking of blown leads.
Till tomorrow.
Matt Ryan, who Tom Brady beat in the Super Bowl, blew the lead. And then Tom Brady, up 17-0 on the Bengals, loses at home.
Nobody on the show wants to listen to me, which is fine. The check still clears. But I've been telling you guys, I mean, he's 44, 45. I mean, It's going to look like that, man. He's got he'll have a good fourth quarter comeback here, good quarter there.
He's playing
still the GOAT.
Next year.
He's still the GOAT, but it's not great.
He's the quarterback of the Niners next year.
Okay.
And probably wins the Super Bowl.
Okay. We need to have that in the system, please. No shot. And, like, my issue with Tom Brady and this Buccaneers team, everybody wants to look at everything else. Everybody wants to look at the coach. It's Todd Bowles' fault. It's the offensive line. While his receivers are getting older. This, that, the other. Part of the issue is he stinks.
People still believe in Jordan as a wizard, too.
Would you rather have Brock Purdy or Tom Brady?
Tom Brady. That's not even close. That's funny.
If you're the Niners, wouldn't you rather get Trey Lance going? Maybe bring back Jimmy G. I mean, you've seen what this team can do. You're going to go invest God knows how much, $20 million in 46-year-old Tom Brady?
Yep.
He stinks.
Okay. Put him on that team with all that talent.
So what's going on? Hold on a second. Lower the music for a second. What's going on in there? It's kind of CB going on in there.
Yeah, it's like an old trucker radio.
Come on, Cap.
ABC7 traffic, man.
That's fine, but what about ESPN 1000 Sports, man?
Agreed.
Why? God almighty. You got Burt Reynolds back there with the CB.
Known as Roz Vera.
I mean, all these the mustache. Breaker 1-9. Those are great movies, by the way.
They are very good.
You remember those movies?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, great movies.
Shay.
You got one more?
I have a few more we could get to after the break if you want to do it.
Around the NFL with Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Back to NFL. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
What is going on in there today?
I have no idea.
We're going to hear from the great Alex Brown coming up at 9 o'clock. I know that on this Bears Monday. There's so much that happened, though, around the NFL. Listen, as someone who appreciates his college football Saturday, I got a few bowl games in there. Point is, though, is that I think that the NFL on the December NFL games can be special. And we saw it over the weekend. Even though I like my college on Saturday, the NFL stuck their beak in there and gave you some good games.
Speaking of college on Saturday and speaking of Alex Brown, the Florida Gators,
go Beavs! How about that they kicked a field goal down 30-0 so that they could say that they kept a streak alive, they haven't been shut out in a bowl game.
Oregon State will make you do crazy things, I can tell you that.
That was embarrassing.
I love Charlie, the Harry Tynowitz of Oregon football. I'm an Oregon and Oregon State fan. I'm a Cubs and Sox fan.
Yes. I root for Oregon. I'm an Oregon State fan.
That's just unbelievable. That can't go. That cannot be something that is a thing in Oregon.
We're a little more laid back.
Charlie, you've got to find the field goal that Florida kicked at the end and hear the pathetic call from the Florida broadcaster. We could play it for Alex.
Gene Deckerhoff, isn't it?
He's Florida State,
yeah.
I don't know who the moribund announcer is for Florida. Hey, we had to get that word in.
Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Word of day. The Ravens went on the road to Cleveland, lost 13-3. 3 points in an NFL game. Tyler Huntley, 17 of 30, 138 yards, no touchdowns, and an interception, a quarterback rating of 12.6. On the other side, Deshaun Watson sucked again. The Ravens defense played very well, except late. They struggled to stop Nick Chubb icing the game away. The point here is, you score 3 points with Huntley. We've all questioned whether or not Lamar can be their guy going forward. Don't you basically have to pay him whatever he wants at this point? Because at least he keeps you serviceable.
Oh, he's going to get paid. There's no question he's going to get paid. Yeah, he's a good player, man.
You answer the question, Shay. If you don't have another quarterback in the pipeline, or if you feel like you're not going to be a player in free agency for a quarterback, then it is what it is. It's as simple as that. And again, I don't know what you're expecting from Deshaun Watson.
He hadn't played in 700 days. 700!
Right.
And people are wondering why he's rusty?
I think we know why.
Yeah, he's all bounced up. Ah.
That's not because of cheese, though, right?
Correct.
Okay, it's a different reason.
All right, let's leave this alone. Dear God. I got to tell you, nothing does put a smile on my face quite like watching this guy suck, though. I just hope he never gets good again.
What? What's that?
I'm not going.
I didn't read that.
Not going there.
Leave it alone.
Well, you're the one said it. Cap, did you read that in the...
Quite like watching him...
I don't think we saw that.
Stop that. Stop.
Cap, did you read it?
One part of the... Never mind.
I didn't see that.
I didn't
hear all that. The stuff that we read about him?
I didn't hear that part.
Sucky, I did not see.
I did not either.
Clearly not fluid back there in the backfield. As of late. Here's Shea Norman.
Wow.
Anyway, nothing puts a smile on my face like watching Deshaun stink. Moving on.
I don't know if that was part of it either.
Oh, all right. Cap, I'm going to just throw you a bone. The Steelers beat the Panthers 24-16, and Mitch played well.
Mitch played really well. He managed the game. He ran in a touchdown. Najee Harris is a beast. Oh, and the jackaloon that wanted to start Mason Rudolph, Deontay Johnson. What did he have, 100 and some yards in receptions?
Mm-hmm.
10 catches? Mitch found him.
Sure did.
He got the job done. And if they win out and they can win their last three, I'm not telling you they will, but they can, Tomlin keeps his streak alive.
Yes. And the Steelers did it against a Panthers team that's on the come.
Correct.
Any more on the Browns? Or no? Okay. Go ahead.
I see what you're doing, Hoodie. You're not going to get me now. I'm aware now.
I want to make sure it's very clear before we get to the Cowboys.
Yes, okay. That's what's next.
Okay, so listen, I know what's going to be on television and all nationally about the Cowboys and their loss against the Jaguars. That doesn't mean that's who they are, Cap. They almost lost against the Texans, but you win the close games, just like the Eagles did against the Bears. And the same thing here with the Cowboys. They lost the game. That doesn't mean that's who they are. I'll tell you one thing. If they're first round and out, or if they're just one playoff game and out, Jerry Jones has to take a hard look at his staff.
Oh, he's
hard look.
If they get a wild card berth or win the division, they won't win the division. If they get the wild card berth and lose to Detroit or whoever in the first week, Mike McCarthy's done. Done.
Like done, right?
And then Sean Payton comes rolling into Dallas.
Yeah, get that's the spot oxygen. If McCarthy gets canned.
What's that? What'd you say, Jerry?
Get me some oxygen.
Yes, get some oxygen indeed. All right, you got one more you can slide in before Alex Brown?
Well, you brought up the Cowboys almost losing to the Texans last week and then losing to the Jags this week.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who else almost lost to the Texans? The Kansas City Chiefs went to overtime against Houston. Everybody wanted to dog on the Cowboys. Oh, you can't go to overtime or almost lose to the Texans. You're terrible. That makes you a fraud. Nobody wants to dog the Chiefs. Maybe that's just proof, though. It's really hard to win in this league, no matter who you're playing every single week.
Well, that's A, and I think B is that these guys play hard for Lovey, man. They do. Talk to guys that played for him here. They all loved playing for him.
His last three losses against the Browns, Cowboys, and Chiefs are what you would consider good tank losses, I would imagine. Like, entertaining, close, but can't win. So, I mean, against two strong teams, the Cowboys and Chiefs, It's Lovey probably won't be around at the end of the season, but at least his teams defensively are playing hard. And as I look around the National Football League here on ESPN 1000, in 2 minutes we hear from the great Alex Brown on the Bears and their matchup against the Eagles on Sunday. Cap and Jay Hood, mornings 7 to 10. Hey, Robert.